Do you think your house is haunted? What do you do about it? Anna Raimondi is a psychic medium, author. You've seen her on Dr. Oz, Drew Barrymore Show. Anna, I bought these antique porcelain dolls at Goodwill, and I made them all spooky looking, and now I'm afraid they're haunting my house.
She brought a demon to the home, Anna.
We've been getting these random electrical surges, but my husband said it was just the air conditioning.
Or a poltergeist.
You gotta be careful when you buy any kind of antique. First of all, I would never buy a porcelain doll. I talk to dead people. Those are freaky. That was something that somebody loved and cherished, and you know,
and now I have them in my front yard.
Right, you're using them to defile the front lawn to make jokes of Halloween.
Done. I will 100% do that.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been the air conditioning, but understand, spirit works with anything electrical. It kind of beefs up the energy to do other things. Mm-mm, not good.
Okay, right. Yeah, they're going in the garbage after tomorrow. 100%.
Well, now she's going to throw them in the trash, Anna. So does she need to say a blessing over these things or anything like that? Or
no, I would throw them in somebody else's trash.
I was just going to say, do you throw them in the neighbor's trash?
Go find a neighbor you don't like.
Oh, my gosh.
You better roll by somebody's dumpster.
I'm going to put it in somebody's dumpster.
Yeah, pick a fast food joint or something.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm going to text you a picture of them so you can see them for yourself.
Well, that's so creepy.
Anna, how can you tell if your home is haunted?
There's a difference between being occupied and haunted. When a home is haunted, that's a spirit who's stuck there, who can't leave. If your house is occupied, it could be like, you know, your parents or some nice good energy. Haunted really is about the energy that you don't want. And you'll know. I mean, I have heard stories about plates being flung across the room, things popping up on your computer that are not very nice. You know, not lights just blinking, but going crazy blinking. Weird, horrible smells. And then there's just a feeling of, I'm not comfortable here.
I've had that feeling. I don't have that feeling in my house. I have that feeling outside my house. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, because they're spirits of the land. Before your house was there, there was something else there, whether it was a field or a farm or something like that. So you don't like that energy that's coming through outside of your house, or the energy outside of your house doesn't like what happened to the land, and that will come through as well.
Interesting.
You can clear that. You know, I mean, you tell them to go away. You tell them to cross over. Stand there and say, you know, go to the light. There have been instances like people were seeing like this ghost on this street, and he had like overalls on and the whole business. And I said to someone, tell him to cross over. Tell him to go to the light. So a couple of people did that, and I haven't heard of anybody seeing this guy again.
Wow. So that's all you got to do. You got to tell him what to do.
Well, either the ghost left or those people that you talked to are dead.
One or the other.
Either one. Yeah, they're with him crossing the road. But yeah, you pretty much tell them, because they're usually ghost spirits that are lost. They get lost in transition, or they're held here by guilt or shame or something like that. You know, they're not held here by happiness. The energy of happiness, the spirits that go to that, they come and go. It's that other energy that just can't transition.
If you tell like a good ghost, how you said there's a difference between the haunting and then ghosts just being there. If you tell a good ghost to go, they'll go. But if it's being haunted and those bad things are happening, can you still just tell them to go away, or is that a different kind of ball game?
You can. I mean, sometimes you kind of need somebody a little bit more professional. Like, I mean, there are exorcists, whether they're shamanic exorcisms, priests. Priests don't typically want to get involved in this stuff. Like, it has to be really proven, but there are people out there.
We got to get a couple of uniforms, Anna, some vests and badges. We could go right into business for this. It seems like there's a void and a need.
I don't want to be an exorcism person. I don't
want
that.
No, neither do I. Like Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Hazard pay would be high.
Well, Anna, thank you as always for taking the time. So we just got to tell the ghosts to get on out of here.
Right.
Unless they start really threatening you, then you got to call in the professionals.
Find a pro.
You can check out Anna's podcast. Head to annaraimondi.com and just click her podcast link.